News release. Office of Sen. Gary Peters. Washington, D.C. During a Senate Appropriations Homeland Security Subcommittee hearing, U.S. Senator Gary Peters, Mish, asked U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas how funding he secured will be used to kickstart a Northern Border Coordination Center at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County and strengthen America's cybersecurity defenses. In this year's appropriations bill, I was able to secure initial funding, with the help of my colleagues here, for the Northern Border Coordination Center. This center is going to play a critical role in coordinating our efforts to better secure our nation's northern border, said Senator Peters. In response, Secretary Mayorkas committed to working with DHS and Customs and Border Protection officials to ensure that plans to stand up and staff the Northern Border Coordination Center are moving quickly to strengthen efforts to secure the northern border. In recent government funding legislation that was signed into law, Peters secured $3 million to establish and operate a Northern Border Coordination Center, which will be collocated with the existing DHS components currently operating out of Selfridge Air National Guard Base. The center is directed to support coordination across DHS and key partners to identify and address security needs along the entire northern border. This comes after Peters advanced bipartisan legislation in the Senate to further expand the operations and duties of the center. During the hearing, Peters additionally asked Mayorkas what steps must be taken to effectively protect Michigan communities from emerging threats such as cyber attacks on critical infrastructure. I was pleased to see the notice of proposed rulemaking published by CISA, as was required by my Cyber Incident Reporting for Critical Infrastructure Act, said Peters. This legislation, and the implementing rule, will ensure cyber incidents affecting critical infrastructure are reported to CISA so that it can help companies prevent similar attacks. However, FY24 appropriations for this program were set $24 million below the requested level. In response, Mayorkas agreed that this legislation is critical to enhancing our nation's cybersecurity capabilities and agreed that a lack of funding for this program will hinder DHS' ability to realize the full benefits of Peters's legislation. Mayorkas emphasized the importance of receiving proper resources for the law to effectively secure our nation against future cyber attacks.